very clear message sent to the government that they must accept the amendments from Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin. And the amendment which became the substantive motion has stated that they must guarantee the current post office network, and they must do that and prevent the loss of the services. And we've named 159 communities where postmasters or postmasters are retiring, so they have to advertise a contract under a new PSO model. But typical private members, the government might try to ignore this, but I believe they can ignore it at their peril, because when the substantive motion, which was amended, came before the House, it was agreed unanimously. So therefore one can say that the government have supported this.
Now the government might counter that a vote wasn't called, therefore a vote wasn't taken, therefore it's not under obligation to accept it.
No, it's when the amended motion is put, the chair asked the House, those for, those against. No one said they were against, so therefore it's tried in practice here that then that's accepted, that all are supportive of it, and they can't escape from that.
Does this compel the government to do anything, but can the government continue to argue, as it has done up to now, that this is effectively a matter of an agreement between Onpost and the IPU, and this is a commercial decision to be taken by Onpost as effectively a private company?
They may try that, but the fact of the matter is that the Irish Postmasters Union and Onpost took a decision, made recommendations, and that was underwritten by the government. It went to the cabinet, and every single minister around the cabinet table supported this. So they may well try to escape from it, but I don't believe that they can. They must respect the view of the DAL, which in effect is a unanimous decision, or should I say recommendation. It'll be interesting to see what might happen over the next number of days. But it's important to note that within this, the House has agreed that there should be a public service obligation model to protect these post offices and into the future.